For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey guys, welcome to a very special episode of the Back Row Fantasy Show. It is just me today, Solo Bark, coming at you. Not Han Solo, but Solo Bark. And I want to talk today about the listener leagues, the Back Row Fantasy Show listener leagues that we provided this year on Sleeperbot. Excuse me if you hear some paper crinkling in the background. I did take some notes. I can't remember all this shit without them. So let's start out with league number one, Back Row Listener League number one. It was an IDP 16 team dynasty, which is personally my favorite kind of league to play in. The only kind of league I prefer to run. But we'll go through what happened in this league this year. As you that are in the league know, the draft only took about 3 years to complete. It was a very long and strenuous draft, but that's how Dynasty League drafts go sometimes. It's especially when it's 16 strangers, not 16 guys that you know. It can take a while to get those picks completed because everyone's living in different places, different time zones, different jobs. Whereas a league full of friends can figure it all out together. Hey, let's be here on this time, this date, knock it out. That wasn't the case. So this league already feels like it's long in the tooth because the draft took so long. I believe it took 2 months or more, if I'm not mistaken. So I'm glad I started it up early. But I named the divisions after podcast providers. So we've got the Apple division, which we had the league winner, not the league winner, I'm sorry, the division winner of the Apple division was Bop42. His record was 9-4, pretty solid team there. Then we had the Back Row Fantasy Show, that's me, I run that team, 7-6, not exactly the finish I wanted, but I had some injuries, drafted a little rough. I think I had Patrick Mahomes in that league, and that didn't really benefit me as much as I had hoped it would in 2019. Then we had D. Lee Cleveland coming in at 6-7. And the sixth round show, 4-9. Then we've got the Stitcher League. Fantasy Fuel, our good friends at the Fantasy Fuel podcast, finished first in the division at 5-8. Weakest division there. Poker God at 5-8. DFF. What's that say? DFF Voice, I believe, 4-9. And then our boy Matthew Bruning from the Fantasy Football Roundtable at 2-11. Then we've got the Podbean division, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Wan spelled J-U-A-N. Very nice play on words, coming in at 9-4 to win that division. Then we got Dynasty Don at 8-5. We Know Fantasy at 7-6. And Michael J. Bauer of the Dynasty Rewind podcast at 5-8. We then have the Spreaker division. BG65 was the tops in the league as far as record goes at 10-3. Going for ships, 9-4 in that division, just one game off of the division champ. Then we had Blake B221, 7-6, and Block O in that division at 7-6. So that was a pretty strong division. And the champion and the third place team came out of that division. We have BG65 won the first ever title in the Sleeperbot League 1 league. He was the champion. He rode Deshaun Watson and McCaffrey and Julio Jones basically to a title. And here's the thing. I don't even think on paper he had the best team. There really wasn't any impressive defensive guys on his team. Jayon Brown and Todd Davis were kind of his top defenders. But having McCaffrey and having Deshaun and Julio, that three-headed monster was enough to get it done, and he won the title and had the league's best record. So it's hard to complain about his roster when that's what happened. But some top-heavy guys there helping him get the championship. Then the second-place team was Bop 42 out of my division, the Apple division. He had a pretty stacked team. Lamar Jackson, Mark Ingram, Joe Mixon, Devontae Parker, Amari Cooper, DK Metcalf, Darren Waller, Luke Kuechly, Cam Jordan, Devondre Campbell, Zach Cunningham, Taylor Rapp, Justin Simmons. Really, some really nice names on that team, but it just was not enough. They didn't play the same way down the stretch as they had in the beginning of the season in some cases. So he finishes second, going for ships from BG65's division was third. Solid first season. From this league, I don't believe anyone made the jump up to our other IDP Dynasty leagues, because why would they? This is an IDP Dynasty league. But great season, BG65, congratulations. You drafted accordingly, it won you a title, and you won pretty handily in that title game. League number two, this was just a 12-team redraft league, and we'll go through the top-to-bottom finishers in that one. League number two, Back Row Listener League, RNGD Shabby, 9-4 was the top record in this league. This league was pretty evened out. This is the kind of league that you love to play in because it was good from top to bottom. There was the worst place team won 3 games compared to the best place team at 9, and then it just trickles down. It's a really, really good looking lineup here. So we had 9-4, best record in the league. Ben Bonham, 8-5 right behind him. Josh Smith, 8-5 right behind him. Michael Bauer comes in fourth from the Dynasty Rewind, 7-6. Mr. Met, 0-1-7, finished fifth at 7-6. Number six place finish, USMC Spartan, 7-6. Seventh best team in the league, Johnny No Good 45, finished at, you guessed it, 7-6. Number eight team, Lamont, 6-7. Me, the Back Row Fantasy Show, coming in at 9 at 6-7. Then we had the 10th place finish was MJ Garcia 86, 5-8. The number 11 team, Texan in the Tundra, 5-8. And that team I mentioned a minute ago, the Bee's Knees, 3-10. And out of this league, Ben Bonham won the title. He was the second place team overall at 8-5. He also won the championship. Mr. Met 0-1-7 at 7-6, number 5 overall. He came in second place, runner-up, and then RNGD Shabby, 9-4, the best team during the season, won the third-place game. So congrats to Ben Bonham. He wins the league, and he also chose to make the jump to the next step up, which he actually skipped the next step and went straight to the top, which is the Back Row Invitational League, or the Brill, as we call it. So congrats to Ben Bonham. I gave every league winner the chance to move up to the next level of league. Ben Bonham, he was the first to jump on it, so he shot straight to the best league that we run, the Brill. So congrats. We look forward to playing with you in that league, Ben. Hopefully you make us proud like you did in this redraft listener league number two. From that same league, Texan in the Tundra, although he finished at 11th at 5-8, he took advantage of getting a spot in the next league up called New Blood. It's an IDP Dynasty League 16-teamer. He took advantage after all the opportunities were presented and a few were taken. He was the next to jump in, so he got into New Blood. I tried to keep this to champions, but the champion of the next league we're going to talk about didn't want to do anything IDP-wise, so Texan in the Tundra, he got the opportunity. And hopefully he shows well in New Blood, that league, which is about to be shuffled around a little bit. So congrats again, Ben Bonham, for winning that one. On to the last league, Back Row Listener League number three, also a 12-team redraft league. This one was not as top-heavy. We had UK Fan 8812 finished first in the standings at 12-1. That's one hell of a season for him. Unfortunately, he finished third overall after the playoffs were all said and done. So UK Fan 88-12, 12-1, on the back of, again, just like one of the other leagues, Deshaun Watson, but he also had Derrick Henry and Dalvin Cook. That was his best players. Then he had a solid wide receiver core of Thielen, Landry, and Deebo Samuel, and he also had Mark Andrews. That was enough to get the best record, but not enough to bring home the title. The number two finisher there was I'm going to pronounce it wrong, but it looks like Slowbo Males, 9-4. Then we had Chris Williard, a friend of the show, third place finish, 9-4 as far as the regular season goes. Number four overall, Dynasty Rob, also a friend of the show, 8-5. Then we had the fifth place regular season finish, the Geek Potato, at 7-6. Then we had number six overall, Michael won, 7-6. He was actually, well, we'll get to that in a minute. Number seven, Dustin 11, 7-6. Eighth place, best record, Masonera 01. I don't know. 6-7. Some of these sleeper bot names are nuts. Number nine place finish, FF Student Doc, 6-7. 10th overall, Back Row Fantasy Show, 3-10. Doesn't look so great on me, but it's okay. Number 11, Rex Steel, 2-11. Number 12, FOFF, 2-11. So here's how it shook out. I already said that third place finish in the playoffs was UK Fan 8812, who went 12-1 in the regular season. The champion was actually the sixth overall team. So middle of the pack, Michael won at 7-6, won the title. And he did that by having the right guys at the right time. Ryan Tannehill, Mark Ingram, Kenyon Drake, Julio Jones, the Ravens defense, Stephon Diggs. His team performed better playoff time, obviously won the title, than these other teams. So midway through the season, you're looking at this roster and you're not that impressed. Ryan Tannehill, Kenyon Drake, they're not going to win it all. Yes, they did. So second place was Dynasty Rob, friend of the show. He took advantage of the second place finish and he made the jump to the New Blood League. So that's three guys from the listener leagues that made the jumps to the next level up, the next style, the next piece of the puzzle to win a bigger championship. Congratulations to those guys, Dynasty Rob, Ben Bonham, and Texan in the Tundra. Congratulations to Michael One for winning the listener league number three. Good job coming from the middle of the pack to win a title. Just goes to show you, the top team in the regular season definitely doesn't always win it. Actually, that didn't happen in, what, two out of three leagues? So, yeah, two out of three leagues. So the League One IDP Dynasty League, the guy with the best record, BG65, did take the whole thing home. But in redraft, that wasn't the case. So, again, I have renewed the leagues for 2020. So if you are looking to make the next step up to the next elite league, so to speak, compared to Sleeperbot, that's going to be available. As soon as an opening becomes available in the others, I'm going to pick from these listener leagues first. So you guys that are in and chose to stay, you will have that opportunity. So thanks for playing. Hope to see more of you in the big leagues coming up, but I will also do an update on how the three teams that jumped up to the next level, how they did in 2020. Obviously, that's going to be roughly a year from now. Please, if you are in the listener league, be sure to check out a link I posted there to our Flick chat. You can listen to the show on this app. You can chat about the show on this app. And you can talk to us personally on this app. We have been throwing out opportunities there first because we invited everyone there. So if you're not checking the chat on Sleeperbot, you may want to if you're interested in jumping up to the next level. So it's very important to centralize everyone to throw those opportunities out there. So please join the Flick chat. I will post that link in this episode description as well. And if you are not in the listener leagues, by all means, reach out to me. There's a couple openings, like I think two people out of three leagues have just declined to rejoin the 2020 league. So there are a couple spots open. I'm not going to make announcements about those. I'm simply going to tell you here, if you want to be in the Sleeperbot League, click, find the link in the show description, join the Flick chat, and let me know in one of the conversation threads that you're interested in being in the league on Sleeperbot, one of the listener leagues, with the chance to move up to the bigger dynasty leagues on myfantasyleague.com. Thanks again for listening. Thanks for joining the listener league. I think we had a pretty fun time with it overall, and I hope that it just grows and builds from there. And be sure to listen to, you know, future episodes. We will involve the listener league in those episodes a little more as time goes on. This was the first year, so it was very experimental, and we're going to figure out how to make it more fun and maybe even expand it to a bigger bracket style system eventually. So again, thanks for listening. Check out the show coming out Friday night. Join the Flick chat in the link description. Everyone have a great Wednesday.